What did most people, well, now even, what do most people in this area do for a living? Is it mostly seafood?
It was when I was a kid, yes. Yes, that was it was a real thriving business. They just shipped world of fish and oysters out here on a train. We had a railroad station, everything down here. And a train run once a day. And I understand they even shipped a lot of seafood to New York and west and state of Washington. I don't know why, they're out on the Pacific Ocean, but I understand the ship pretty much all over the United States.
What about now?
It's the mostly, I'd call it more of a local business now. Mm-hmm. But they do still, I think it's Yeamans you met. He has a fish and oyster and crab business. I understand he was shipping crabs to New York. I just heard that, for sure.
Did you ever work when you were a kid? Did you ever do any work with
them? Oh. Maybe open a few oysters, just fiddling around. That was quite a business. We had a lot of Mexicans, Latin Americans there are now, that lived here, that opened oysters.
Is migrant working?
No, they lived here, had families. And after the sulfur company started up, most of them went to work out there because it wasn't seasonal work. That was steady work. Oyster business seasonal.
Did you ever want to work on a boat, go out?
I have worked on boats, yes. Tow boats and dredge boats. I worked about 3 years on dredge boat.
When you were working for the county?
Yeah, that's Conservation Reclamation District.
How far up or down the waterway did you go?
Oh, we was working out in what's called Matagorda Bay. It had sealed it up, and we dredged the channel and went through the Matagorda Peninsula and put the Colorado River into the Gulf of Mexico. Well, it originally went into Matagorda Bay right down here. But it just filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like I say, it's state highway over to the beach, we call it.
What different animals would there be on a farm? Where would they be kept?
Oh, chicken, hogs, cows. Hogs would be kept in a pig pen, they called it, hog pen. Cows, as a rule, was a cow pen, and chickens were the, well, they just ran loose, I don't know what you call it. But you had a chicken house where they went to roost at night, you know.
What if you wanted to shut up the chickens, the baby chicks, maybe?
Oh, chicken coop.
How would that be built?
It was just sort of a, maybe like a gables on a house, just sides like that, only two ends. Most of them are.
Once you shut them up in there, could the little chicks get out, or were they all?
Sometimes they could have been made with slats, yes. Some of them were made solid, some were made with slats.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in the nest to fool
her? A nest egg.
What would it be made out of?
Oh, when I was a kid, they were made out of sort of plaster, hard plaster. Then they got to making, they called them China eggs, them glass ones. And
what would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A setting hen?
Do you ever hear any other name for them? Like clucker or fluke? Were there, in this area, you said there were a lot of Mexicans. Were there any other ethnic groups like Germans or
no.
Dutch?
No. No. Negroes. There were a few Negroes here.
What percentage, you know?